the hell is this, a joke?
Hey, 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 Mr. Speaker, please. No, it's my show. Well, maybe you are onto something. Greetings, everyone. 1221, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And in this hour number two on this Thursday, I want to check in with Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. She's got a front page piece in today's paper entitled Alaskans Battle for Survival Against Fed's Protection of Migratory Birds. And this story is fascinating to me. Hello, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Oh, wait a minute. I detect a little bit of a cold there.
Yeah, I'm hoping not to lose my voice, but I do have a little bit of a cold. Oh. So please forgive the frogginess.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'm assuming you got that in Alaska while writing this story. All right. This is another case of the government getting in the way of common sense. That's the way I see it. Tell us the story here. This is the people of King Cove, Alaska, not happy with the decision made by the Interior Department.
Yeah, the people of King Cove have been fighting, and we're talking for decades here, to get a gravel road, a one-way gravel road that basically links up two other roads and travels like 10 miles so that they can drive to the big airport at Cold Bay. They live in one of these, if you look at the state of Alaska map, you see that little kind of bootleg that comes out on the southwestern corner.
Yeah.
That's where they live. They live on one of those little islands down there. And they're on a, they're not islands, but they're along that little tributary. And they have a tough time reaching hospitals when people in that community get seriously ill or get hurt. They have a clinic, but they don't have a hospital. And in order to get there, they have to fly from Cold Bay, but in order to get to the Cold Bay airport, they have to fly from their own little unlit airstrip, and apparently they've got winds there that can hit they've got wind shear that is unreal. I mean, they can go from 60 to 100 miles an hour in the blink of an eye.
Wow.
And it's just very dangerous, and so they want to be able to drive from, you know, from their community in King Cove to the Cold Bay Airport so they can be flown then to the hospital. And the Interior Department says no. They had a whole plan worked out in 2009 where they were going to exchange, like, 60,000 acres of private and state land to get 206 acres of a federal easement to build this road. But then in December, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell came out and said they could not do that because the road that they want to build might interfere with the eelgrass, which is what the migratory birds eat on their way to their migration.
That's, you know, it's so ridiculous because if I'm reading the story correctly, some 19 people have lost their lives trying to get in and out of that little airport because of just the terrain and the weather conditions.
Oh, yeah.
And since the beginning of the year, haven't there been cases where they've had to call the Coast Guard in many times in very dangerous conditions to get people out?
Yeah, they have to. When it's really bad there, they have to call the Coast Guard. And it's not particularly safe for the Coast Guard either. They're risking their lives to helicopter these people over to Cold Bay. They've had 7 cases since January this year of people who were badly injured or seriously ill enough that they had to make it to that hospital and they had to bring in the Coast Guard to bring them in. I talked to a woman who has lived there her whole life. She was born there. She's a member of the local Native American tribe. She watched her daughter's plane coming in from Cold Bay crash land in 2010 because the wind went from like 60 miles an hour to 100 miles an hour in this huge burst of wind shear. And she was convinced that, you know, everybody in the plane had been killed. Fortunately, they were not. They all survived. But, you know, you're just taking your life in your hands, it sounds like, when the weather is rough and trying to fly into this airport. And yet, a couple of weeks ago, they had a fellow who's a fisherman, had a big crab pot land on him, was seriously injured, broke his pelvis, very bad injuries, and he had to be taken out by the Coast Guard because the conditions were unsafe. He could not be flown out of that airport. Had to wait hours for the Coast Guard to get there. Actually, at one point, apparently lost consciousness because apparently, in an incredible coincidence, that same day, his infant son, unbeknownst to him, came down with some very serious respiratory problems, and he also had to be taken to the hospital, and only one of them could fit on the helicopter at a time.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So, and not to mention the cost involved in getting the Coast Guard to come over there.
Yeah, Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has championed this effort, was just obviously just furious yesterday. She was actually wearing an Incredible Hulk scarf to indicate how upset she was over this whole thing when she was questioning Interior Secretary Jewell. And she said that it cost at least $210,000 per flight to do this.
Wow. All right, and I understand that the State Audubon Society isn't helping matters. They're more concerned about the birds over people as well, right?
Yeah, this is your classic environmentalist
versus
the local community fight. The environmentalists say, no, it's going to hurt the eelgrass, that's going to hurt the migratory birds, you can't build this road. There was apparently at one point this this accusation that the local cannery was going to somehow benefit from this financially. So they actually had put a clause in this proposal they had to say that the road could only be used for like emergency use and not be used for commercial use. I mean, they really just want this road so that they're not putting their lives at risk.
Yeah, and they wonder why people take it upon themselves to just go ahead and cut a road into the woods. I mean, I would. honestly, I would. Come get me, Madam Secretary.
Wonder,
really. Madam Secretary, why don't you get your butt on an airplane and fly out to this little airport and let's see how you deal with it. Honestly, I mean, really, it's amazing to me. All right, so Murkowski, Republican senator from Alaska, she's involved in it. She's going to fight this. She's trying to get him to overturn this, looking for any kind of reversal. Where's the other senator from Alaska, Democrat Mark Begich?
Mark Begich, well, he's on the Appropriations Committee. I guess he wasn't, I don't think, at that hearing yesterday. Murkowski, obviously has been in the Senate a long time. She has been fighting this thing for years. She had this very moving statement yesterday about how 2 days before Christmas, she got word from the Interior Secretary that she was going to reverse this whole land exchange swap plan they had, and just how it completely devastated her. She was sitting in a parking lot when she got this word. Begich is also in favor of building this road, from what I understand. But Murkowski has really been the prime mover behind this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we don't have an indication, though, as to any kind of decision coming down anytime soon?
No, I mean, the Interior Secretary has ruled against it, and so Murkowski has apparently looking to see if there could be some sort of an additional regulatory comment period opened or something for more information filed. She's, she's doing everything she can to get this thing through, but they thought they had a deal. It was 5 years, 5 years ago that this thing was going to go through, and this has just completely thrown them for a loop. They are starting now back again from ground zero, trying to figure out what to do here, so... And like I said, one of the women I was talking to yesterday, Della Trumbull, who was running down the airstrip, watching her daughter's plane crash, basically said, they've been talking about this, her entire life. I mean, she was born in that community, and this has been a debate for like 30 years.
Isn't that something?
And so it's just, and like I said, they thought they had the whole thing worked out, and now they're back to ground zero. Who even knows, what they can do now?
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for the update on the story, and I certainly hope your voice gets better and you feel better.
Thanks, Eddie.
All right. Take care, Valerie. Valerie Richardson, Washington Times national reporter. Been fighting that for 30 years? 30 years? You had people dying so that you can protect the eelgrass for migratory birds? Huh. It did remind me, when she said 30 years, it reminded me of the Intercounty Connector, out here in Maryland. Yeah, it took how many years to get that done? And most of it was environmental impact statements. Ugh. That's all I remember hearing time and time again. All right, folks, no common sense sometimes, that's for sure. Stay tuned, more to come. Sports with Mike Harris on the way next, right here at 1260 WRC. This portion of the show brought to you by K-Hub Nanian Homes. Great homes, great prices. Go to khub.com.